Claudel. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community and personal interest. And today we have a very special guest. She's been with us before, Kelly Luttman. Kelly is a health coach. She focuses on the area of functional medicine. So, Kelly, welcome. Glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be with you. It's always fun to talk with you, Bob.
Thank you. For those who haven't heard us talk before, tell us a little bit about what you do and how functional medicine works into that.
As a health coach, I come alongside someone who's struggling, whether it's dealing with a diagnosis that they've just recently received and they really don't know what to do with it. They spend a few minutes with the doctor who says, you need this medication and this and go do it, and they really don't know what to do and they're kind of lost. I also work a lot of times with women my age who have spent their lives building a career or growing a family and have, as often happens with women or moms, forgotten how to take care of themselves. And now things are catching up and they don't know how to change it, how to correct it.
Okay.
As far as functional medicine goes, the whole focus of functional medicine is looking at symptoms as being your body's signals for things that aren't working properly. A symptom is not your body crying for a medication to shut it down, but rather it's your body indicating something is not working properly. And in functional medicine, we follow the signs of the symptoms as well as lab results and things, looking for the root cause of what's going on. Our goal, and sometimes there are medications or triage, vitamins and supplements can be triage, but the goal is to identify what the root cause is and to support the body in resolving that.
Well, it sounds like a confidence that the machine that God gave us is really one that will take care of itself if you know how to take care of it.
Exactly. If you give the body the building blocks it needs and the environment it needs to survive in, then the body can do all the work. It's really not the pills you're taking or whatever that does the healing. It's the body God created.
What a great way to start our time. I hope that if somebody's out there that's struggling with issues and had been able mm-hmm. to find the answers that they needed, mm-hmm. they're not getting better, that maybe this functional medicine might be an answer for them.
Exactly. I would be delighted to talk to somebody about how I can help them.
Well, that's great. Well, what do you got for us today? What's the cutting edge? What do you see as the need for the moment?
Well, walk into any place in a public area these days and you hear sneezing, coughing, and people are wiping with antibacterial gels and you know, I'm almost amazed people aren't wearing the masks that they wore in Japan when the bird flu came out, because everyone's talking about how bad this flu season is. And really, to be honest, not everybody has the flu that's sick. But it tends to get accused for a lot of it, and some illnesses can be similar to the flu. But what I'd like to talk about is ways that we can boost our immune system without having to run to the doctor for a medication.
Wow. Very timely.
Yes, yes. Very timely. And, you know, first of all, the idea of, oh, suddenly I got sick, is not really functionally what's going on in there. Your immune system is constantly functioning, constantly surveying what's coming in through your skin, what's coming in through your nose, what's coming in through your mouth. Your body is always surveying what it's being exposed to. And it handles an awful lot. There are skirmishes going on every minute of the day inside your body. But when it gets overloaded, when it gets depleted in its energy, in its ability to fight, then you start to feel those symptoms that say something's not quite working. That's when we say, oh, I got the bug, or oh, I got this, or oh, I got that. Well, actually, it's just you've had it. Your body just got a little overwhelmed. And it's calling for help. It's calling for support.
So our maintenance system works 24/7.
Exactly.
To keep us healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But when we've overtaxed it, overloaded it, given it too much to do,
yep.
We need to give it a leg up.
Exactly.
Give it a little boost.
Or better yet, keep giving it a boost every day so that it doesn't get overwhelmed. Different approach.
The light just came on.
Different approach.
So we're not chasing symptoms, we're chasing health.
Exactly, exactly. My business is pursue wellness. I want to pursue wellness on a daily basis so that I'm not having to react to issues that I'm encountering. Instead of I'm being proactive and supporting my body. But a lot of people these days are in a place where they need to react. And that's where there are a variety of things you can do to support your body that don't involve a medication, don't involve even going to, I would almost be reluctant to go to the doctor's office because of all the people in the waiting room that I'd be sitting with in an enclosed area. So you can choose to boost, and I work with all my clients on ways to support themselves. I have a newsletter that goes out every 2 weeks that talks about a variety of ways to support your body. And anyone can go to my website, pursuewellnessforyou.com, and sign up for my newsletter and also read my former newsletter articles on the blog page. But when you encounter sniffles, coughs, issues that you know it's a sign that something's coming on, there are a variety of things you can do to boost your immune system. One of the things I would recommend, and this will for those who watch a lot of the black and white movies or older folks, I don't know if you were exposed to this as a child, cod liver oil.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Did you have to hold your nose to take it as a child?
Oh, I like it.
Oh, you liked it? Oh, you're unique. Well, now they make that stuff lemon flavored.
Oh, really?
So you don't have to deal with the fish flavor.
I guess I can get used to it.
And liquid cod liver oil is an immense supply of vitamin A, vitamin D, and vitamin D E, along with omega-3 oils.
Really?
So it's kind of a one-stop product that will really give you a boost. I would recommend it for most people, even on a daily basis, to just take a teaspoon of it. But when you're feeling sick, you can boost and go to 3 teaspoons in a day, which is a tablespoon. But I would do it in broken up doses just to spread its effect in your body, because you want to hit 10,000 milligrams in a day of vitamin A and at least 5,000 of vitamin D. You also probably should take some magnesium, because vitamin D and magnesium work together in the body.
Okay.
And most people are magnesium deficient. Most of the time we are short on magnesium. So it's pretty safe to say anyone should be supplementing. And the difference, and you see a variety of kinds. There's magnesium citrate and magnesium glycinate and threonate, and there's a whole lot of different kinds. But if you need a quick infusion of magnesium because of constipation or muscle aches and things like that, magnesium citrate does very well in that department. But to replete your cells, to refill your cellular stock, magnesium glycinate is the best to get.
Well, Epsom salt, isn't that a magnesium?
Epsom salts
product?
Is magnesium. And so that's another thing you can do when you're not feeling well. Take the cod liver oil, but do a hot Epsom salt bath soak. And, you know, put a couple cups of Epsom salt in a good deep bath and just let it soak in through your skin, because your skin is like a mouth also, and it will go into your skin. That's a great way to relax if you've had a stressful day and you are having a hard time calming down to sleep. A hot Epsom salt bath is a great way to relax yourself, also to soothe sore muscles and stiffness.
Yeah, when I do physical activity I'm not used to.
Mm-hmm.
Helped my son renovate a house this spring.
Yeah.
And came home every day and took a Epsom salt bath.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing.
Yes.
It was just, I think I'll give this a try. Oh, I was so glad I did.
The struggle some people have is some houses aren't built with bathtubs. And so it's kind of, you don't have a bathtub, if all you have is a shower, then what I recommend for clients in that situation is to get as big a bowl as you can get that hopefully your 2 feet will fit in. Mm-hmm. And put hot water in the bowl, and you probably would do just a third of a cup of Epsom salt in just a bowl and stir it around. Mm-hmm. And then soak your feet. because it will soak in through your feet. It's not going to be as full body effect.
Sure.
But it's better than nothing.
You were talking about vitamin D,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen in the store and take a little thing called vitamin D3. Is that
yes.
the same thing?
D3 is what you want. D2 is another supplement that you'll find, but it's not as readily available for the body to absorb.
Okay.
So you want to be sure that you're getting vitamin D3. And most people are deficient in vitamin D. In fact, the reference range on a lab is to be between 30 and 80 in your measurement. And in the wintertime, when we're not spending time outside, we're not in the sun, it's very common to be very low in vitamin D. We're at a benefit in being in the south that we have more sun than most. If you're up in the northeast and areas where it gets dark sooner and things like that, then they actually have a serious issue in the wintertime with vitamin D depletion.
So we want to be aware of cod liver oil, vitamin D,
magnesium,
using the D3 and magnesium.
Yeah.
Okay, good start.
Another one that you want is zinc.
Zinc?
Zinc. You've probably seen,
this
if you look
the
in
kitchen the kitchen zinc.
No, this is Z-I-N-C, the mineral. Zinc is key in cellular healing. And so often if you go into a drugstore and you look at the cough drops, you will often see cough drops that include zinc. Or you may find actual zinc lozenges. And that's one way you can take zinc. If you don't like swallowing pills, you can just suck it and get the zinc in. If you're feeling sick, you would boost to maybe 50 to 60 milligrams of zinc in a day, where normally I would say 30 to 40 would be enough for a daily repletion. Interestingly enough, vegetarians and vegans who eat a lot of produce tend to be low in zinc because they get copper through their fruits and vegetables, and copper and zinc compete for the same cellular receptors. And so if there's an overload of copper and not sufficient zinc coming in the process, then they can get overloaded, and their liver doesn't work as proper as well. Their cells don't heal. They may find that if they get wounded, they don't heal as quickly.
Okay.
Especially vegetarians and vegans need to be supplementing zinc on a regular basis to balance what they're getting in their food.
This is amazing. And, of course, you've said many times before that really our best medicine is in the produce department at the grocery.
Yes. Ideally, the produce department, you know, fruits and vegetables, all colors, not just the green, not just the red. You want red, green, yellow, orange, white, and blue and purple, all the colors of the rainbow. But sadly, because of most of our farming product processes these days, even the good fresh produce doesn't have the nutrients in it that it did when we were kids. And so often, even if you're eating a lot of produce, you still need to do some supplementation of nutrients. And that can be gauged based on lab work and looking at things to see how your body is responding. But I still take a vitamin mineral supplement most every day.
Back to the functional medicine, you were talking about reading the blood reports and understanding. Functional medicine, I think, prepares you to be able to evaluate people's health based on laboratory results.
Yes. I can read the basic lab work that they get from their doctor, but I read for optimal positions, not just are you in the reference range, because the reference ranges were established looking at a wide range of people. Often some of them were not diagnosed in issues that would have affected their levels.
Mm-hmm.
And so in functional medicine, we look for optimal levels in certain nutrients. If we're evaluating thyroid, T3 and T4, I'm looking for your levels to be in the upper third of the reference range, where your doctor may just look, are you in the reference range or are you high and low? Because they're forced to look quickly, and they have to turn around patients very quickly in their offices. I take time to study the labs and look at, is this ideal, and how does this compare to this, and what is it speaking to me? When I see a low alkaline phosphatase, which is a liver enzyme, that tells me that you're likely low in zinc. when I see a very high mean corpuscular value, MCV, that tells me the size of your red blood cells. And if it's a high level, those red blood cells aren't getting to the tiniest capillaries at the ends of your fingers and your toes, and you may be cold in your extremities because your the blood cells don't fit in your capillaries. And usually that is because you're not absorbing B12 or B9 folate very effectively. Either it's not absorbing from the food you're eating, or you're not eating the food that provides it. So we look through and look into that too.
But this is not a hit and a miss thing to say, well, gee, I'm not feeling well. Maybe I'll try a little zinc, or I'm not really doing too well. Maybe I'll just up my D3. This is a whole lot more scientific.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Take a pill and see what happens.
Exactly. And some things we can't immediately test and evaluate. Some things aren't the same for my body as they are for your body. And so there is a bit of an experimentation that we do when I'm working with a coaching to someone to determine how does your body accept this and does this make a difference for you. And if we don't see that, then we look for another route. But generally, when you are feeling like your immune system is compromised, when you're challenged with illness, or you have it all around you in your family and you want to be the one person that doesn't get it, then I recommend supporting the family but also yourself with the cod liver oil, because it's easy to get a lot of things in the one. And it's available at Vitamin Shop on North Shore Boulevard. You can buy it in bottles, different sizes, and support vitamin A and D and omega-3s. Add the zinc palmitate is the form that I normally recommend, or you can do zinc lozenges. And then the other thing you do, and you've heard your mom say this a million times, wash your hands, drink water. Drink a lot of water, because as your body is fighting things, it's got stuff that it needs to clear out. It's got garbage to clean out. And that is done primarily through moving it in water in your body. So you need to drink a lot of water. If you're not feeling well, it's great to make it hot water with some lemon and maybe a little apple cider vinegar in it to further nourish and help support the body. And then you need to give yourself time to sleep. Because if your body is trying to maintain all that function while you're trying to do your work, while you're trying to maintain this and that, it can't really focus as effectively on recovery. And the best way is to just give yourself time to sleep.
Are we talking about a good night's sleep? Are we talking about the ability to take a power nap during the day? Or
it could be naps. You know, definitely a good night's sleep is always important. It is vital for health to sleep well. We think, but I'm not doing anything. Your body is doing a huge amount of recovery and rebuilding while you're sleeping. But then you need extra sleep. So maybe, you know, not even power naps. Give yourself the time to do a real full-fledged nap, you know, an hour, a couple hours, a couple times a day. And if you catch that early, you can help your body not succumb so heavily to all the issues. The other thing that I wanted to share that's not been publicized a great deal, a lot of people, when they feel like they've got the flu, they're running to the doctor and they're getting Tamiflu. Or they're going for the flu vaccine. Not that getting the flu vaccine is going to fix what you already have. It's intended for an advance protection. The problem with Tamiflu is there are a lot of reports coming out now in functional records and reports that I'm reading that talk about the problems of Tamiflu in children and teens, in adolescents. Mm. It can cause hallucinations. It can cause psychotic episodes. There's some real problems. And so I caution you, I'd much rather see you hit it with cod liver oil and zinc and let the child sleep. Fill them with water, get them to drink water, than running for a medication that may cause dire consequences as a result.
Well, that's news to me. I've not heard of any side effects other than people feeling better because the symptoms were diminished.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes they may not report those side effects, but there are very clear reports of a couple suicides of adolescents that took it and a few young children's deaths.
So it's just not worth the risk.
I don't know. It's an individual choice. It's always an individual choice, but my caution is be aware it's not just an easy thing to do to pop in just because you're not feeling well.
Interesting.
Make an educated guess or educated decision.
Well, Kelly, this is all tremendously interesting and very helpful, and I think it may help somebody who they'll take this good advice of going back to what Mama said,
uh-huh.
following some of the prescriptions that you've made for today. And I'm just wondering, as I sit here and listen to you talk about flu season and people getting sick, and is there any reasons that you could think of that maybe why do people get more sick during the wintertime and seem to be healthier and full of life during the summertime? Is there any differences in our behavior or thoughts or foods or anything else that would make that be a situation?
I don't have any official reports to share, but I do have a lot of hypotheses of my own. I have a lot of those in my head. I would venture to say that in the wintertime, like I already mentioned, when we get seasonally indoors more, there's less sunshine, less time spent outside, so you're not building your own vitamin D level. Even if you are outside and it is sunny, it's generally colder, so you have more layers of clothes on, which limits the skin exposure for building that vitamin D through your skin. There's also more tendency to be inside, closed in longer, and sharing other people's germs. There is less opportunity for exercise. There's less fresh produce available. We do have produce. If you go in the grocery store any day of the year, you're going to see produce, but it's not all locally grown produce. A lot of it has been shipped in from the southern hemisphere in the winter because that's where they have the sun and can grow it. And I think people tend to go more toward warming soups and stews, and they don't focus so much on eating the vegetables that okay. they might in the summer when you've got fruits and vegetables readily available.
So a nice mixed salad with plenty of good fresh fruits and vegetables on it is for the summertime, but in the middle of winter when it's 32 degrees outside,
it's not very warming.
It doesn't sound very appealing, does it?
It's not very warming. And I still try myself to eat salad every day, but I put with it foods that are going to warm me and boost that aspect of that warming nature that comes with your root vegetables and meats and things like that.
So I guess maybe all of that to say that how we live our life, the foods that we eat, the exercise that we get, the choices that we make mm-hmm. from day to day, help us to have an improved quality of life. The better we do it, the better the result.
Exactly. If you provide the aspects of that the body needs, the body will work. We tend to expect the body to just run, and we don't think very hard about how we are supporting our bodies. We just figure it's on autopilot. It's going to go until something breaks and it's not working anymore.
Oops.
And then, you know, we feel like we've been abandoned or, you know, oh, my body's breaking down on me. Yeah, but you didn't support it. You know, if you don't put oil in your car and you don't put air in the tires and you don't put good gas in the tank, your car's not going to do real well either.
Yes.
You think about it the same way.
Good analogy. Is there anything else for us today that would be helpful to get us through this winter season?
I think other things I would say is when you are not feeling well or when you are in an environment of a lot of people in your household that aren't feeling well, I would greatly diminish, if not get rid of, sugar. Because sugar consuming, I'm sorry, I see the face you're making. Sugar actually depletes depresses your immune system. So if your body is struggling and working to fight something and you're putting in food that causes it to have to divert and work on processing something else and depletes or depresses your immune system, you're kind of working against yourself. My recommendation, if you want something to sip on or something to infuse a lot of nutrients, it would be a green smoothie. And some people look at me like, ooh, I don't want to drink green, you know, but it can taste really, really good.
Okay.
It's quite amazing. In fact, if anyone is interested, I can send you a one-page build a smoothie chart that gives you the guidelines. Start with a liquid, add the greens, add the protein and good fats, and you can build a smoothie that would almost suffice for a meal, but will give you a lot of good nutrients in it in the process. So they could email me at kelly@pursuewellnessforyou.com and just say, would you send me the smoothie recipe? And I would be glad to send that to them.
Well, this is all very interesting, and it's good information for us to consider. But for most of us, we probably need a little help, particularly if we're making a life change,
mm-hmm.
to be able to do this. So as a health coach, how do people find you? How do they engage you? How do you work with people? What's the story on how you can be of help to an individual who hears what you're saying and says,
right,
that's all great, but what do I do now?
Yeah, where do I start? A lot of times,
yeah,
it's where do I start? They can start by just connecting with me from my Facebook page, or my Facebook page is Pursue Wellness for You. My website is pursuewellnessforyou.com. They can contact me through that, email me at kelly@pursuewellnessforyou. We can set up a 15-minute conversation just to explore what their needs are and whether I would feel like I can support them in that. I often start with an initial consultation where I give them a health history form and symptom checklist, and I ask them to complete those as well as send me copies of any lab work that they've had in the past year. And then I use that to follow through what I think is going on in their body. I actually map it out by different systems and what I think is interconnected in the symptoms that I'm seeing. And then we meet for a period of time, about an hour, and actually talk through what I'm seeing. But I also ask clarifying questions to make sure I understand what they're presenting to me and what the body is talking about. Outline what I'm seeing and what I would see as the steps we could take to resolve that. And then I can, from there, they can move into coaching with me on a regular basis.
So there's some general first aid items that you've blessed us to know about today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some general first aid with cod liver oil and D and zinc and magnesium.
And green smoothies.
And green smoothies. Yes, the green smoothie again. Yeah, you helped us to know some of the first aid stuff, but for real health, for the long term, for taking care of issues before they become issues,
mm-hmm.
there's Kelly, who will sit down and talk with you, go through you individually, what your needs are, and help to come up with a functional medicine solution individually for you.
Right, right. And walk through the process with you. Because when you're making adjustments, when you're making changes, it's not just I give you a list of these are the things you need to do. We process it step by step by step so that you can make it a part of your life habits. And it doesn't have to be just someone that's here in the Slidell area. If they have a relative or a friend that they know of who's struggling with some chronic disease and frustrated that they're not getting the answers that they were hoping were available, I can work with clients over the phone or on Skype, you know, using technology that's available to us. And I'm quite readily available to do that long distance.
Kelly, I just had one more thought that I know we were in the process of wrapping it up, but if I can ask you one more question. From previous times that we've been together, you said that part of your initial interest in this area dealt with helping your son to overcome some study habit issues and to avoid being medicated. We've been talking about physical health, but there are also some serious mental health considerations that can be addressed through functional medicine.
Can you
give me a 30-second description of that?
The gut, the whole digestive system, is now being referred to as the second brain. And the gut and the brain are very closely connected through the vagus nerve, which is the largest nerve in our body. So that if things are not functioning properly in the gut, it affects how the brain works. And vice versa. Someone who has a severe head trauma will have digestive issues related to that, We don't think about what's happened in the head affecting the gut, but it's been demonstrated in studies that generally there is some digestive issue that develops as a result of trauma to them. And that could be, it could be something as simple as a concussion that can cause trauma and problems in the gut as well. So when there are issues, for my son, it was allergic reactions to artificial colors and flavors that caused his hyperactive actions or behavior. Just changing his diet to remove those artificial colors and flavors from what he ate made all the difference in the way he acts.
Well, maybe we'll come back another day after we pass the sniffle and cough and flu season and address that in more depth. That's very interesting, and we'll just consider that the Lord put that on my mind for somebody who was listening, mm-hmm. who just needed to know that, you know what, there's hope.
Yes, there is.
There's hope for you, and it's not exotic drugs, and it's not experimental treatments.
Yes.
It's simply God's provision that he's already given. We just need to understand it and
right.
use it.
Need someone who knows how to read the roadmap.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That's me.
Thank you, Kelly. Kelly, it's always, I'm always inspired when I talk to you. Your understanding of what you do, your gentleness and your non-judgmental attitude towards people who frown when you say sugar. I appreciate all of that. Thank you.
I'm not the food police.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Appreciate you being with us today.
My pleasure to be here. Thanks.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. Send us a text, leave us a comment. And if Kelly said something that piqued your interest today, if you need to be in touch with her and you missed her website, give us a call. We'll be glad to put you in contact. Encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell. Also, check out on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make tax-deductible gifts to support the station. We need the financial support of folks just like you. And again, that number to call is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voice of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.